Wesley, WESLEY, foot, FOOTE, 12/18/64. Chief complaint, neck pain, left-sided pain, left arm pain. Our patient is a 58-year-old gentleman who was involved in a motor vehicle accident on 5/10/2023. Date of injury, 5/10/23. He was born 12/18/64. Today's 5/22/23. Since then, he's been having some neck pain. He did not lose consciousness. He did not go to the hospital, and he's having some left arm pain. Pain does not appear to be cardiac, of course. Pain is very much musculoskeletal. He can make the pain come back by moving his neck. Can you tell him to leave?
Yeah, he said mm-hmm.
By moving his head to one side or another, period. He has negative strength changes, no numbness, no tingling. Patient is a 58-year-old gentleman who used to fly helicopter for the San Antonio Police Department. He's been totally disabled from the VA because of glioblastoma. He had one set of chemotherapy, which helped him tremendously. Then repeat PET scan shows a recurrence of glio, and subsequently he's now on clinical trials at MD Anderson. Surgery, appendectomy, craniotomy, social, no smoking, no drinking. He's an avid exerciser. Surgery, medical problems, hypertension, ED, seizure disorder, hyperlipidemia, atrial fibrillation, status post-craniotomy for glioblastoma. Medication includes chemo meds, biastolic, lamotrigine for seizure, pravastatin, and Cialis. COVID immunization is up to date. He's alert. He's awake. Once again, he did not lose consciousness. 189 pounds, 98%, 97.216. 94, 127 over 74, heart positive, some positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next rigidity skin shows no rise. There's tenderness noted about the cervical region, upper cervical region. X-ray of this neck today shows no fracture, severe spasm bilaterally, left greater than right. Next number, since patient is going to MD Anderson for chemo, I give him a prescription Flexeril. And he needs to get their blessing before he gets started. Next number, anti-inflammatory per MD Anderson. Next number is gastroesophageal reflux, because of his chemo. Next number, weight's down 10 pounds because he recently had a nausea and vomiting and issues with gastroenteritis, and as well as his chemo keeping him from eating. Next number, we talked about redoing his echocardiogram and carotid ultrasounds and prostate ultrasounds from 2022, but he's had most of that done, so we did refrain from doing any further workup at this time. Next, I'm going to continue with clinical trials. MD Anderson, next number, he will not take any medication, including Flexeril, unless that has been okayed by folks at MD Anderson. Thank you.